The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family, it was during Christmas, my family invited him over on my recommendation for a Christmas Eve dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, I mean, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, the whole, it was and the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud, and so she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres, and the main course, he dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Enormous.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 492 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 23rd of December 2009. Y'all, starting today, we are doing the Crema Specials, y'all. But before we get to today's Crema Special, I've got to report to you about Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. Oh, dear gushy. Hey everyone, I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, the time is getting away from us here. It's only 2 days. Well, is it 2 days? No, it's just... No! No, the fat man comes tomorrow night. That's... Well, if you count today, I guess that's 2 days. Oh, Black Friday, get it right. Just get it right. You actually don't know what day it is. You're just so confused. Y'all, it's true. I ask... At dinner on Monday night, I had to turn to Terminally Single Tim, and I went, what day is it? Because y'all, you know, Big Fatty is in the 2 weeks off from the coal mine, so every day is Saturday. And I'm guessing pretty much that this is what retirement is like. So, anyway, I've got about 2 weeks Saturdays coming up. And y'all, that's good, but you know, and Big Fatty's confused enough as it is, so... Anyway, but y'all, we had a lovely evening last night. We didn't run into anybody. Oh, Greg Fatty! Oh, poor Greg Fatty! He's just so confused, everybody! Y'all, and I'm recording this early in the morning, so the coffee has not... Well, the coffee has begun to kick in because I just had a giant dump. Oh, dear gushy! Is the circus in town?
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Yes, is the cola there, please?
What?
What? What? What? What?
Little Rich Cock.
You like cock? Is that what you said? I can't hear you.
I like tallywhacker.
Oh, I love a tallywhacker. Oh, is that a turkey?
Boobies.
Boobies? Oh, is this... Hello? Hello? Oh, Oh, man, yes. Is this Nessa?
Titties.
Titties, yes. I believe it's the cookies.
Bag monkeys.
Bag monkeys, yes. It's the bag monkeys.
Bag bones are gay.
What? My phone is gay? What? What?
Bag phone's gay.
My phone is gay?
Baggy.
Baggy. Oh, yes.
That's it.
What? That's it? Okay, well, thank you so much.
Let's suck.
What?
Bag suck.
Wiener. Is this?
I like wiener.
Oh, is this Nessa? Are y'all making cookies?
I like to touch them.
Oh, I do too.
Hot wiener.
Yes.
You know Hot Wheels, Hot Wiener.
Hot wieners. Yes. Yes. Dear. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, dear Gussie. Are you there? Winky. What is a winky? Oh, dear Gussie.
Fart.
Oh, yes, I just did. Yes, yes. Yes, I just had a large dump.
Farty fart,
and I farty farted and dumped.
And that's all.
That's it? Okay, thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Dear Gussie. Now, y'all, I have no idea who the fuck that was, but it came. I thought it was, That's What She Said, boys, and Miss Wes and Nessa making cookies over the weekend, but y'all, I have no idea who that was. However, the call came from northern Mississippi. So, if you have children, in the northern Mississippi area, they're calling Big Fatty's bag phone and being awfully childlike, you know. And y'all, Santa is still watching. Yes, yes, he is. And y'all, speaking of Santa watching, last night at the Cock-a-Doodle-Doos, y'all, it was Terminally Single Tim and myself and Wes, the country, the gay country boy, y'all cute as a button. Cute as a button. And guess who else showed up? It was Frank from Atlanta. And Frank from Atlanta brought his new Lowry with him. And I believe his name is Lorenzo. Because, y'all, he is Mexican. He is Mexican and cute as a button, y'all. And how the hell Frank from Atlanta got him? Big Patty, that's not very nice. No. But y'all, I'm just telling you, he's cute as a button, and so we were there, and we were watching the stripper boys take their underpants off, dance around in their underpants, and y'all, then all of a sudden, this is into the BFO Don't Vomit desk. Kim Beaver has asked Big Fatty to stop telling what he's eating when he belches. Not how Big Fatty expected the evening to end, but they did leave with an opportunity to have Big Fatty's salty nuts in their in their mouths. Because, y'all, it's just not the holidays unless you have Big Fatty's salty nuts in your mouth. Oh, Big Fatty, you have to always go to the Volga. You just have to go to the Volga pot. Yes, the Volga. Oh, that's just Volga. Well, that's how Big Fatty do. No, yes. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me, now today you are going to hear the first of three Crema Spectaculars. And today's is Larry the Fat Ass Reindeer, y'all. And it was recorded 2 years ago. And it's just turned into there's a Crema Spectacular every year. And it usually features a podcaster, and you're, well, in this case, former podcaster. But anyway, so y'all, if you've heard it, you'll probably enjoy hearing it again. If you haven't heard it, sit back, enjoy, and I'll talk to you at the end of the show. Oh, thank you so much, Big Fatty.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Hello there. Call me Sam. What's the matter? Haven't you ever heard a talking snowman before? Like I give a flying fuck. Now, I'm sure you've heard the story of flying reindeer and the Christmas that almost wasn't, blah, blah, blah. But that was all bullshit from the 1960s. I'm going to tell you the real story about Larry, the fat-ass reindeer. You know Noah and Patrick and Tristan, Archer and Omar and Chef Mark that vixen, but you won't recall the most enormous reindeer of all. Larry the fat ass reindeer had a very big fat ass, and if you ever saw it, it was always full of gas. The other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Larry play in any reindeer games. Then one bull-dyked Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Larry, with your ass so fat, hop in my underpants and hat. Then all the reindeer wanted to really cut that big fat bitch. Larry the fat ass reindeer, he caught Santa's crabby itch. Now pay attention or I'm gonna sing it again. It all started years ago when Mrs. Kringle, who worked in the off-season as a German dominatrix, was trying to fatten up her Santa.
Eat, Santa. Eat. Eat, Santa. Eat. Nobody wants a skinny, submissive Santa coming around them.
Así. Ay, mommy, spank me. Así como me gusta. Make Santa the porky pig in your Cuban sandwich. Hágalo como le gusta a papi. Como un puerquito.
Mama don't ride no South Pole until you pork up.
Damn, that part always gets my carrot hard. Anyway, whew, back to our story. Now, years before, a big fat cunt, I know that's redundant, you know, had dumped this fat load of reindeer on the floor. Now, Larry, who had the fattest ass at the North Pole, had never really fit in. For instance, there was the day he met another North Pole misfit, Archie the Elf. They met at the North Pole's only lesbian bar called Colder Than a Witch's Tit.
Well, hello. My name's Archie the Elf, although I don't really fit in with the other elves.
Faggot.
I couldn't help but notice that you are the only person here that isn't wearing plaid, and you don't appear to be from Lebanon.
Faggot.
What I really want to be is a reindeer proctologist.
Faggot.
But in order to become successful, I need to try out my new cattle-length fisting gloves on a big fat ass. It's dark in here. Do you have a big fat ass?
Now you're talking. Oh, Daddy, spank me, Lord. Yes, make me your hand puppet. I want to be like Miss Piggy and your Frank Oz. Get up in there.
Ah! Oh, damn, that part really gets my carrot hard. Anyway, back to our story. Well, Mama Kringle had tried and tried to get Santa to eat, but without any success.
I give up on you, Santa. I try and get you to eat ham, and you just turn away. Have you gone Jewish on Mama?
Mama, I'm just tired of losing weight by the minute. I think I have picked up a catarro, a cold, or something.
Sounds like you got the gift.
My crotch is hotter than a cubano on a gringo pelirrojo con freckles on a gay cruise, and you know how crowded and hot those get.
I told you to stay away from those magi. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, my German ass. You're tweaked and crashing.
Christmas was upon us, and no one could fill Santa's shoes, much less his underpants. Now, as a side note, Santa normally went commando once he got to the list of bad boys and girls. Needless to say, that wasn't chocolate milk and ice cookies left over on Christmas morning. Damn, my carrot has a mind of its own. Anyway, back to our story. It's Christmas Eve and something has to be done, so Mrs. Claus and Santa head over to Colder Than a Witch's Tit for some waffle. They are distraught at the thought of there being no miserable children and parents the next morning.
I knew I should have worn my assless chaps out tonight.
Ay, como my crotch itches, and it's not because of those lesbian bitches, who are actually really quite nice once you get to know them.
Nice shirt. Oh yeah? Let's take it to the dark room and see.
A donde vas, mama? Please don't leave me here with all this plaid.
Faggot.
God, I love it when she calls me that. Oh, damn, you caught me again. Well, anyway, back to our story. So, Mrs. Claus and her new lumberjacket head for the dark room. Once inside, Mrs. Claus hears two very familiar voices.
You need more J-Lube, Larry?
Hell no. Tear it open, Archie. Gimme all you got.
Okay, fat ass. Here comes some ass punching. Faggot.
Make me your fat ass puppet.
Larry, is that you?
Oh, hi, Mama Kringle. I didn't know you came here.
Archie, why are you wearing my leather opera-length gloves?
And in that moment, an idea came into Mrs. Claus's head. An idea brighter than the North Star itself. She spoke not a word, but went straight... Okay, it was gaily forward. To work. She fixed her fishnet stockings and grabbed Santa with a jerk. She whispered her plan as he fingered the inside of his nose. He picked all the boogers, and from the bar stool he rose. He entered the dark room and raised his weak voice.
Larry, con tu culo tan grande, with your ass so fat, will you wear my underpants and sombrero tonight?
Well, Larry cleaned up with Archie at his side, and they returned to the workshop all ready to ride. Now Santa splained the solution to the rest. And the other reindeer snickered, knowing Santa's underpants would infest. So Larry was hoisted into the sleigh wearing the underpants and hat, with Archie snuggled up around all that fat. And I heard Larry exclaim as they drove out of sight.
Damn my crotch itches, bitches. Be happy, faggots, tonight.
Oh, dear gussie, y'all, did you enjoy that? Oh, but Freddy, we just love it. It's just not the holidays until we have a crema spectacular. So, that was Larry the Fat Ass Reindeer. And y'all, who does not enjoy Larry the Fat Ass Reindeer? And y'all, it's some of your favorite podcasters on there, or former favorite podcasters. Because, you know, 2009 is the year of quitting. And so many people have just quit, and you know, y'all, I'm going to do a special little hootenanny next week to talk about all that. Yes! Yes, please do it, Big Fatty! And I am at the Hats now, and there's all kinds of food around here, and by the time it's all over, I'm going to be...
enormous.
Like you know who.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.